Blog Talk Radio.
I heard him say he brought me from a mighty long way, and now today I can testify that I believe it. On my way, realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries, he has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer.
Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, show host, here on Gossip Anointed Ministries Radio, starting off the new year with a bang. Today on our show, I am joined by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time the Kingdom of Justice, and Gossip Anointed Ministries. On today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called Who's Your Daddy? We've been in the Who's Your Daddy series, and we're in the fourth portion of that series on today. So now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Phil the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and move forward into his teaching segment. Pastor Phil, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good morning. Once again, we greet you in a brand new year, the year of 2017, and we are grateful to God for allowing us to see this blessed day, praise God, that he brought us in a brand new year, praise God. And so we thank God today that he is indeed so gracious to us. God doesn't have to be, but he does it simply because of who he is. It's the third day of the brand new year, and we're so thankful to have you on the line with us on today. Let's get on with the show, the business at hand. On today, we are in the final installment, part four, of this message, Who's Your Daddy? Praise God. And we've been talking about the discourse that our Lord was having with the Jews in the book of John, the 8th chapter of the book of John. And this is the final part of that message that the Lord was having in his discourse with the Jews. Praise God. Let's get to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, we want to pick up today the 8th chapter of John, the New Testament, verses 48 through 57. John 48 through verse 57. Praise God. Reading from the King James Version of the Bible, it says, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Did not we say, well, that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? 49, Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, that one that seeketh and judges. He says, there is one. I don't seek my own glory, he says, but there is one that seeketh and that judgeth. Verse 51 says, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself?" They said, the prophets who make you who you are, they're also dead. My God. Verse 54 of the chapter says, Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him, and if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not 50 years old. He says, you are not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Who's your daddy? Praise God. The fourth installment of the discourse here that our Lord has been having with the Jews. They've been going back and forth. They've been having opposition between the two, two different of opinions, praise God, if it were. But we know there's always, and it always has been, with God, and especially as it pertains to the people of God and people in general in this world, there's always two schools of thoughts, beloved, and that is, there's God's way and there's our way. And we know in the end who's going to win out. God's way is indeed the correct or right way. It is a true way. We have an opinion. We have a perspective. Paul said it this way to the Jews at one particular point. He says, you have a zeal of God, but it is not according to knowledge. Praise God. You're certainly zealous of God and the things of God, but it's not according to knowledge. It's not according to the truth that comes through the word or will of God. And it is today, even with many, many people, is not according to knowledge. We find ourselves in the same shoes as these Jews, praise God. In the Living Bible, and I wanted to pick up there, verse 47, it says, anyone, Jesus says here, anyone whose father is God listens gladly to the words of God. Anyone whose father is God, they listen gladly to the words of God. He says, since you don't, it proves you aren't God's children. Praise God. Those who listen to God, those who hear his voice, truly, those are indeed the children of God. The question on the floor today, and we've been dealing with for the last several weeks, who's your daddy? Praise God. Who's paying, you paying attention to, or who are you mimicking in your lifestyle? Praise God. And actions, oh God, praise the Lord. These Jews proved that by their actions and their lifestyles that they were not indeed attuned to the will or word of God. They were saying one thing, but they found themselves doing other things, praise God. And Jesus just simply brought to the forefront who exactly these people belong to. They thought themselves to be a part of God's camp, but in their actions, they proved that they were part of the camp of Satan. The people retorted in the 48th verse, it says, they said, you Samaritan devil, didn't we say all along that you were possessed by a demon? Jesus exclaimed, no. He says, I have no demon in me, for I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And though I have no wish to glorify myself, God wants to glorify me. Let him be the judge. He says, I assure you, anyone who obeys my teaching will never die. Anyone who obeys my teaching will never die. When Jesus says those who obey won't die, he is talking about spiritual death, not physical death. Even physical death, however, will eventually be overcome. Even physical death
eventually will be overcome. Those who follow Christ will be raised to live eternally with him. God told Abraham, who is considered the father of the Jewish nation, that through him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, and also a reference in chapter 15 of Genesis 1 through 21. Abraham had been able to see this through the eyes of faith. Through faith, the Bible says Abram believed God, and was accounted unto him for righteousness. Not that Abram himself was righteous in and of himself, but because of what he did. And therefore, he became the poster child of faith. The Lord renamed him. He told in his true name, he said, "Thou art not Abram any longer. You shall be Abraham, for a father of the faithful." He is the father of many nations, the father of the faithful. He's the father of all those that will operate in faith. He becomes the poster child of the faithful generations of God. Praise God. He says, and because he believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. The righteousness that we have, it comes through Christ Jesus, who came out from God the Father, and indeed who is the Father, because the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. And in him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. For Jesus represented the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so Abraham had been able to see through the eyes of faith because he believed God, that indeed what God told him was true, that he would be of the father, or the beginning, praise God, of faith, praise God, to many, many generations. And all of the nations of the earth would be blessed through him, or rather what Abraham did. A descendant of Abraham, Jesus is a descendant of Abraham, and he blessed all the people through his death, through his resurrection. And he offers eternal life or salvation unto all that will believe. This is one of the most powerful statements that our Lord makes. In that 58th verse, Jesus says unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," he's talking to these Jews because they said unto him, "You're not even 50 years old yet. And yet you say you've seen Abraham." The Lord says, "Before Abraham was, I am." It was the same I am that it was at the beginning when he said unto Moses. Moses says, when he sent Moses down in order that he may liberate or free the children of Israel who were held captive for over 400 years down in Egypt, and now God was about to liberate or free them. He sends Moses down into Egypt unto Pharaoh that he may by his hands free his people. But Moses said, "Now when I get down there, now God, I understand now. You know, come on, God." He says, "Now you're in heaven now. I'm down here with these folk, and I know about these Hebrews. I know about these Israelites." He said, "Now when I get down there, they're going to have some questions for me, and they're going to ask, who is it that sent you? Who is this God? And more specifically, what is his name?" And the Lord says unto Moses, when you get down there, he says, one message, one reply. You hear, when they ask you these things, one thing you need to say unto them, and that is to explain that I am that I am. That's the only thing they need to know. Today, saints of God, it is still the only thing that we need to know concerning God is the fact that he is. And the Bible says, hallelujah, not only that he is, but those that come unto him must first establish and believe that he is, and also that he is also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Praise God. Jesus said unto him, "I am the I am. Before Abraham was, I am." Glory to God. It was one of the most powerful statements that was uttered by our Lord. When he said that he existed before Abraham was born, he undeniably proclaimed his divinity. That is, that he, when God said, "Let us make man," he was talking to God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Well, what we have come to affectionately know as the Holy Trinity, the Holy Trinity of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, praise God. The divinity, he proved that he was indeed God. Not only did Jesus say that he existed before Abraham, he also applied God's holy name, I am. I am. He says, I am, praise God. I'm the I am, the same one that spoke in the beginning. I am. I'm he, praise God. In Exodus 3:14, to himself, praise God. This claim demands a response. It cannot be ignored. The Jewish leaders tried to stone Jesus. What did they do? They tried to stone Jesus for blasphemy because he claimed equality with God. But Jesus is God. How do you respond to this Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is indeed essentially God? Hallelujah. For the Bible says that God was in Christ, and he was reconciling the world back unto himself. Praise God. In accordance with the Jewish law that was given in Leviticus 24:16, the religious leaders were ready to stone Jesus for claiming to be God. They well understood what Jesus was claiming. They understood what he was indeed claiming, and because they didn't believe, there it is, because they didn't believe that he was God, they charged him with blasphemy. It is ironic, saints of God, that they were really the blasphemers themselves. They were the ones cursing and attacking the very nature, the very God that they claimed to serve. That Jesus was God, and because they didn't believe him, they were now attacking him, and they were blaspheming, praise God, against the truth that he was indeed God in the flesh, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. In Leviticus 24, it was proclaimed according to the scriptures that anyone who blasphemes the Lord's name must be stoned to death by the whole community of Israel. And any Israelite or foreigner among you who blasphemes the Lord's name will surely die. That was the law. And so they were now trying to apply the law to Jesus, but this was not correct. It was not indeed true, because he says, you're really the one who are blaspheming, because they were applying something to Christ that they themselves were guilty of. The people said, we know you are possessed with a devil. You possessed by a demon. And even Abraham, the prophets died. He says, Abraham and the prophets, they all died. But you say that those who obey your teaching will never die. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Are you greater than the prophets who died? Who do you think you are? And Jesus told him who he was. He says, before Abraham was, I am. I am the beginning, and I am the ending. I am the first and the last, who God said of himself. I'm the Alpha, and I am the Omega. And he is the great I am, praise God. And so Jesus reminds us in this particular passage, he's dealing with these Jews who don't believe that Jesus is who he said that he was. But he is indeed the one that he says, and he never changes his statements. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so today he's still the I am. The question is, who do you? He asked them a question one day. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they gave him particular answers concerning who the people said and thought that Jesus was. But then he came and he made it more personal, because his followers needed to establish that important truth. He said, now, wonderful, okay, true that. That's what the folks are saying. That's what they believe, huh? He said, but now, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And that's when the Apostle Peter spoke up. And by the Spirit, he proclaimed, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, now I know, Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, flesh and blood. He said, you're now acting like Peter. You're acting like a rock now. You're Simon Bar-Jonah, rock. He says, for flesh and blood having given that unto you, that came from my Father. He revealed it unto you. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Bible says, no man that proclaims that Jesus is Lord does so unless it be revealed unto them by the Holy Ghost. So the question today on the floor, as we end this series, my brothers and sisters, is still the same. Whose report are you going to believe? In other words, the real question is, who's your daddy? Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the readers, and indeed, most assuredly, the doers of his holy and his eternal word. God bless you and keep you is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning in the year of 2017. We are now down to the commercial break. I'm Glenda Phil, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I am your host, Glenda Fields, and I am in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching the man of God is doing, which has been a series called Who's Your Daddy? And we have concluded that series doing part four on today. Pastor Fields, in the chat room, we had a question from Evangelist Valerie. She's in Jamaica. And she said she enjoyed the teaching segment, but she wants to know, how do you put the fire under the people of God in this new year to be a reminder unto them that God is indeed our daddy? Because so many in the body of Christ, she said, have seemed to have gone astray and seem to be serving the enemy. So she wants to know, how do you put the fire back up under the people of God? I'll give you the opportunity to answer Evangelist Valerie's question. Thank you for calling, Evangelist Valerie from Jamaica.
Amen. And thank God. Certainly we thank God today. And to Evangelist Valerie, with excellent question. It is still, the answer is the same as what God said. We must always model the word before the people of God. As leaders always lead.
and leading out, and I know sometimes it becomes discouraging for us to continuously put forth our best efforts in trying to compel men to come unto Christ, to do the right thing. But there is indeed a principle in the Word of God that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. So we must continuously model the Word of God to them, proclaiming it out of our mouth, but living it by example, praise God. Continuously, because we are creatures of habit, and mankind, we are creatures of habit. We must always see in order to become, praise God. So that which is modeled before us continuously, that's what the Word of God lets us to know. He says, faith coming by continuously hearing. That's what implied but not stated. Faith coming by hearing. That is continuously hearing the Word of God. Faith comes by continuously proclaiming, hearing the word. We must ever keep the word before them, evangelists, so that they may hear the word continuously. Sometimes what people hear the most, that what they will gravitate to, and God says they must keep the word ever before them. This is what God said to the Israelites back in the book of Genesis. He says, write the word, praise God, put it on the doorpost. When you wake up in the morning, let them see the word. Write it on the doorpost. Let them put it on the over their phylacteries. Let them put it over there. When they open their eyes, he said, make it like eyelids. That is like eyeglasses, praise God. So that when they open their eyes, they will see the word. And when they go to bed at night, when they walk in the marketplace, let the word be made relevant. And we are the ones that must be the proclaimers, the modelers of the word of God. We must put the word of God out there and everywhere so that every man may know. God bless you. God keep you. Excellent question. To God be the glory.
Thank you for answering that response. And we're now down to the last 3 minutes of the talk, Real Talk section. And you have the opportunity in this time of the season to avail yourself to assisting the man of God in his various ministries and also giving him feedback regarding the Real Talk segments. How you're enjoying them, and what upcoming teaching segments you would like him to work on, or questions you may have concerning specific things that are Bible-related topics, and he will be glad to do a teaching segment on those things for you. You can avail yourself to www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org. And you can email the man of God at gam@godsanointedministries.com. Be sure to give him your feedback and even words of encouragement in this time and in this season. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment. We're in the year of 2017, moving forward in the things of God. And you also have this opportunity to assist the man of God for upcoming television segments here in 2017. As well as upcoming radio segments this year. You can also assist the man of God and sponsor him or even partner with him in ministry in this year. We're making those things available to the radio listening audience and to those who have following the ministry of the man of God in this time of the season. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, bidding you Godspeed and God favor upon your life in the year of 2017.
Day. You changed my name. I might limp away.